السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے
دور سے حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام after getting permission from Allah Almighty when he announced to accept initiation, so then among the condition of the bayat there was one condition that everyone who initiates he will have such a bond of brotherhood with the promised Messiah, and it should be such that which is unparalleled elsewhere, and there will be no example elsewhere. Such a unparalleled and exceptional type of love and affection and relationship of brotherhood will be there, and it should be the condition of obedience and service that there is no one else among the relation, among the world, which can be cited as an example as compared to that one. If there is any other relation which is then as compared with the relation of the promised Messiah, then it will be simply insignificant, and no value of that will be there. This is such a condition which without the special mercy of Allah Almighty, it is very difficult to abide by. But in spite of that, everyone who was during the time of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and who joined the community by initiating at his hand, or he is joining the fold of the community today, they enter into the initiation very happily on the hand of the great lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they don't worry that how they are going to abide by this condition. And if there is any problem with an Ahmadi or any ill feeling, then all these people, they are writing to me that we can accept the separation from our husband and wife and children, but to remain away from Jamaat and to be outside and to go outside the bath of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this is something which we cannot bear and tolerate. And this relationship, as I have just mentioned, without the special mercy of Allah Almighty, it is very difficult to comply with that. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and as he took the bath, started the bath with the permission of Allah, and this boat of community which he created, that was created with the permission of Allah. Therefore Allah Almighty, He strengthened the hearts of those people who got initiated, and He increased the love so much that all the worldly relationship, they were nothing as compared to that one, and they became insignificant, and they would always prefer the relationship with the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Almighty gave him the promise that he will increase the number of those people who are truly in love with him. As Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place, that Allah Almighty has informed me time and again that he will grant me great excellence, and he will instill my love in the hearts of people, and he will spread my faith and my community. So everyone who initiates and becomes a member of the community, he has the love of the promised Messiah in his heart, and it is Allah Almighty who increases the level of this love. And after initiating and doing the bath, ya are after understanding the real significance and beauty of initiating, then every Ahmadi always goes on increasing in this level. This is all because of the love and mercy of Allah Almighty, who gave this promise to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and the pious minded people, he gave the love of the promised Messiah to these people and goes on increasing them. So we are really very fortunate indeed that we Ahmadis, that Allah Almighty has filled our hearts with the love of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and his beloved Masih. As long as we are going to look after this love and we are trying to increase in our love and by submitting to Allah Almighty and also by doing our good deeds, as long as we are going to do that one and also with our the tears of our eyes, then we are going to benefit from this very pious relationship. And we will be the recipient of these blessings and bounties which were promised by Allah Almighty to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah make it so that this love should go on increasing, and through this love we are able to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, and we are the recipient of all these. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, his pious spiritual power, he also trained his pious lovers and members of the community in such a way that this relationship of love and affection, it continues even after him. And as I mentioned, even those people who are joining later, their level of love is very high. When Allah Almighty informed the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, informed him that your time of departure is very close, then he wrote in his book Al-Wasiyat, and he mentioned about this news and this information in so many words. He said, O my dear ones, it is the set pattern of Allah Almighty since long That Allah Almighty favors his beloved people so that the happiness of the enemies is frustrated. So it is not possible that Allah Almighty should not be doing it the same as this time. So from this what I have mentioned to you, you should not be worried, you should not be dejected and sorrowful, because for you it is imperative that you should see the second manifestation of Allah. And his coming of the second manifestation is good for you, because that is going to remain forever and it will not discontinue until the day of judgment. And that second manifestation cannot come unless I go. And when I go, then Allah Almighty will send this manifestation for you for your benefit, which will remain with you forever. As Allah Almighty has given this promise in Barahin Ahmadiyya, and that promise is not related to me, but actually it is with you. as he says, that he says, as Allah Almighty has says, that I will give dominance to your followers, who are your followers till the end of the days. So it is a must that one day I will depart, but Allah Almighty, who is always fulfilling His promise, He will then show you all these which He has promised to me. So when for the sake of Allah Almighty, in the hearts of those who believe in Him, they were given this love, and this love became so strong that it was much stronger than love for any other thing in the world or any other relationship. It was much stronger than that, and it is still there. So naturally, that the people who loved Him during His lifetime, they had the love. Naturally, they would have worried by listening to this information. But for their consolation, He said that your heart should not be filled with grief and anxiety by listening to this one. This boat Allah Almighty has asked me to prepare under His eyes. He is not going to leave you. But after my departure, He is going to console your hearts, and He will show you the second manifestation. Therefore, in the capacity of the promised Messiah, He says that if your love is there in my love is there in your hearts, then in my representation, then Allah Almighty will show you the second manifestation. If you continue expressing your love and affection with that, and you hold fast to that one, because that second manifestation is going to remain there forever. The institution of Khilafat, now under the command and the promise of Allah Almighty, is going to stay there forever. After saying this, that Khilafat is going to remain with you forever, Huzur mentioned the importance of Khilafat and also the relationship of love and affection with this institution and the Khalifa. By mentioning that one, so he said that in this time I am the first manifestation of divine power, and the promise that you have made of love and affection in my name, now you have to fulfill the same covenant to those people who will accept in my name. He created the love of Khilafat in the hearts of people, followers, by saying that this promise is actually related to you. And He prepared the minds of those people who initiated at His hand. And the promise that Allah Almighty has given us of His second manifestation, that will only be fulfilled when there is a love for the second manifestation in the hearts of people. Allah Almighty has given the same promise in the Holy Quran, has mentioned the same promise in the Holy Quran, and Allah Almighty has given them the promise that those who are going to increase in their faith, they are given the promise, those who are going to have full faith in the promises of Allah. And the Khilafat is one of the great blessings of Allah Almighty. It is essential to get initiated at the hand of the Khalifa. So all the followers, they understood the message given by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and when the Khilafat started, they all joined at the hand of Khilafat. And they showed unprecedented and unparalleled type of love with that institution of Khilafat and with the Khalifa of the time, and they are continuing to show this love with the Khalifa of the time. This thing is actually the source of the strength and consolidation of the Jamaat. As Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that He is going to show you such thing which He has promised to you. Every Ahmadi, every day actually sees the manifestation of this. The promises of Allah, each and every moment these promises are being fulfilled. So this community which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam created according to the promise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is the community, each one of them, every man and woman and child. Allah Almighty, according to His promise, He has given the love of Khilafat, has been instilled in the hearts of all of them. This is actually a great proof of the truth of Ahmadiyyat, and also to establish that Allah Almighty It is the community is from Allah Almighty, and this is the proof of that. This is also the proof of the fact that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was definitely the same promised Messiah who was destined to come, who was promised to come. And this is also the argument and the proof of the fact that after him, definitely the institution of Khilafat which was going to establish after him, that is a true system of established under the command of Allah. Allah Almighty gave this responsibility to the promised Messiah that the whole world should be brought under the banner of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the institution of Khilafat Ahmadiyya is also established for this very purpose. Coming into the submission of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means that one should obey Allah Almighty and follow all his commandments fully, and this Khilafat Ahmadiyya and this love for the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, these are the things which are really the links of love with Allah and with love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today in among those people who are the lovers in the world today, they are to seek further ways to the love of Allah Almighty. Nowadays, in nearly 189 countries, people coming from various colors and creeds and from various backgrounds, those who have joined the community, and they have the love for the promised Messiah and the love for the Khilafat. This is actually a great sign of the support given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in various ways he has mentioned these signs, as it is mentioned there, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالِمِينَ. That among the signs of Allah Almighty is the creation of heaven and earth, and the difference of your colors and your speeches and your tongue. In that is a great sign for those people who know. Today the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, after listening to that one, the people from various religions, from various backgrounds of different colors, they are gathering at the hand of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in great number. And this gathering of these people at his hand, and then after him, the institution which is established, the institution of Khilafat, the love with that institution and system of Khilafat, this is also a great sign from among the signs of Allah. This is one of the signs of the support of Allah Almighty. The promises which he gave to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, this is actually the fulfillment of the signs of the fulfillment of that promise which was given to him. In the last sermon, I mentioned about my own operation. I mentioned briefly, and at that, from all parts of the world, from all corners of the globe, the love and affection shown by all Ahmadis, that has actually shown it once again. This has increased me in my love for the community and for the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the community of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. There were someone who were saying that if it is possible to change the gallbladder, then my own gallbladder is there. And someone was saying that under the obedience submission of the Allah Almighty, he has created such a community which is just like one body, and Khilafat is also like that. If an ordinary Muslim is in difficulty, then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you feel as if there is a pain in some part of your body. If there is a pain in the heart, this is what we have to see. The letters were full of emotions and passions which I received. This operation of gallbladder is a simple process. And if there is no complication during or after that, then there is no pain, no problem. But there are people who know about that. Those who know this situation and procedure better are doctors, ordinary people as well. The doctors and ordinary people, the people from Africa and those who live in islands, Europeans and those who live in America, all the Ahmadis, whether they are in Asia, they were all showing great anxiety and worry when they heard about that. And in this way they were immediately became busy praying to Allah Almighty and expressed their passions and feelings in such a way that I was filled with the emotions of love and affection for these people. Allah Almighty, these lovers of the promised Messiah Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah keep them happy all the time and in his protection. Allah Almighty protect them from all worries and anxieties. The people from different nations and from different colors, and the unity that has been created through this thing. As I mentioned, the people from the east, from the west, from the south, from the north, from every country, as the Ahmadis have expressed their feelings, that spontaneously the love of Allah is being expressed by me. From some of the letters I got so much worried that these lovers of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, whether I also show the same anxiety for these people or not. Do I? I wish that my levels of love and affection should also go on increasing for these people. I have already requested for prayer. Please pray that I may be able to discharge my responsibilities in the best possible manner. Now I request you once again that may Allah enable me more than ever before with his love and affection, I should be able to fulfill and discharge my responsibilities. As long as this love, mutual love between the community and the Khilafat is there, then the solidarity and the unity and the strength of Khilafat is going to remain there. And according to the promises of Allah Almighty, as the Khilafat is going to be permanent, this love and affection is also going to be permanent and everlasting. And there is no doubt that by the grace of Allah, the feelings that I have seen, they indicate the same thing, that they bear witness to the fact that the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the promise which he gave to him, that was definitely true, and this blessing is going to remain forever. As I have said, Huzur says that by the grace of Allah, the lovers of Khilafat and the devotees of Khilafat, they are now in all parts of the world, in all countries. And this community of the lovers, which was given to the promised Messiah Sallallahu Islam, that has created the same love among their progenies and filled their hearts with that. Now, the newcomers are also filled with the same feelings of love for the Khalifa and Khilafat. This year, at the time of UK Jalsa Salana, the new converts who came, the new communities which joined at that time, they came from those countries. Close to Brazil, there is an island. They came from there. Now our delegation from France, when they went to that place again, they have told me that after Jalsa, when they went back, these new converts, new brothers, they have actually started the campaign of Tabligh with a new zeal and dedication, and with love and affection is being expressed so much that people are surprised at that. Every time, every moment, they are mentioning the love of Khilafat, and they have increased some number of baths as well. This is the real love, and this is how the love of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and the love of Islam is being created in the hearts of people. So this blessing of Allah Almighty has increased so much, and people have got the understanding and perception to that degree that the mischief creators, whatever they may do, But this is a very strong tree, fully established, which cannot be shaken at all. Nobody can uproot them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the community's relationship with Allah Almighty has now become so strong that no whirlwind, no storm cannot shake it at all. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam's message that the second manifestation, it is a must for you to see that, and this is going to be there forever, and this promise is for you. This has been the lovers of the promised Messiah have hold fast to this one so beautifully that the hearts are filled with the love of Allah Almighty, and they are always submitting to Him. With the blessing of holding fast to this rope of Allah, may Allah go on increasing in strength. This is the tree which ever blossoming forever. It's an evergreen tree. May Allah keep it as such, and never ever any one of us should not be leaving this tree alone and falling apart. And they continue receiving the blessing, which as a result of this two-way relationship, which the promised Messiah mentioned after receiving the promise and revelation from Allah Almighty, we should always remember that this very firm relationship and the blessing of that is conditional with the our faith and our Allah's blessing. So keep this point in mind and always try to strengthen your faith and relationship with Allah Almighty by praying. Through prayers, you have to continue strengthening this. May Allah enable and give the strength to me and to you. All those Ahmadi doctors, I would like to thank them who during this time, by being present all the time, they felt their feelings, they expressed their feelings to me. May Allah, Marcus Reddy, the doctor who actually operated, may Allah also reward him. Our Ahmadi doctor Muzaffar Ahmad Sahib, who is a surgeon, he was also with him in Parks Red Hospital. The operation took place. The administration of the hospital also cooperated. It appeared that as if the operation is being done in an Ahmadi hospital. And for this reason, looking at this, the staff and the members of the hospital, they were also very surprised. The patient is sometimes worried, but they were saying, you look very normal. And they say that actually we are more worried than you. But I was thinking that they don't know that how the blessings of Allah Almighty descend. This part is actually vacant for them. There is no room for that thing. So the people have been, Ahmadis have been praying for me. May Allah reward them abundantly all the time. And may Allah always fulfill their desires and prayers.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.